9:24 is our Thursday. Talk around continues. Traveling out to North Breckenridge, checking in with Mary Wolfgram out at Twin Town Villa on the phone with me this morning. Mary, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, congratulations are in order. Mary, for those of you that don't know, can I say this? You are brand new grandma of twins. So congratulations and congratulations.
Thank you. Twin boys born a week ago today.
Wow.
So very excited.
Well, congratulations on that, Mary. And listen, you got a lot of things going on out there at Twin Town Villa. Catch us up. What's been happening?
We do. Yesterday, we just celebrated our monthly birthday party. So our October birthdays, we had a little bit of party. Ed was here with music, so there was a lot of toe tapping, singing and dancing going on. Today we're mellowing it out a little bit with our Catholic services. We'll be reading the daily news. We have some manicures. We have a wild game of whist going on. And then, of course, our afternoon snack and socializing that is always, you never know what's happening in there during
right.
that time.
Right. So. And what about bingo? I know you do aggressive bingo out there. They get after it. Is that still going on?
We do bingo. That is on Fridays, Mondays and Fridays technically. And mm-hmm. then there's usually some special bingo stuff depending on during the week sometimes. So, right. But yeah, usually Fridays and Mondays are our bingo days.
All right. Mary, let's cover field trips. Does it kind of slow down as we get into the fall season? Because I know during the summer months, you're pretty active with taking residents out there. And again, with field trips, you're doing a lot of that. Does that slow down in the fall?
It doesn't. We never slow down out here, Bill.
right. Keep it going.
Right. Mondays and Wednesdays, our bus is out and about in town, going to our local areas, grocery store, Walmart, dollar stores, the downtown area. So we're supporting our downtown area and our community stores here. And then we have special things like a week ago we went out to Maplewood State Park and saw the leaves change, the color of the leaves change. We stopped at a little restaurant over there. And so we try to get out monthly to do restaurants. We go down to the casino. We're all over the place.
Right. Yeah, there is no slowing down. Mary, let's touch a little bit about availability. Do you have spaces available out there?
We have a couple apartments still available.
Okay.
And so if you are in the, thinking about it, why don't you come on out, take a look at us, see what we have to offer. And see if we fit your need. And then we also do have a memory care. Not very often do our memory care rooms become available, but we do have a memory care room available at this time.
All right. Mary, and again, if people just stop in, if they want to take a tour, they can give you a call too. Mary, always great to talk with you. You have a good weekend this weekend. Again, congratulations twice on becoming a grandmother. We will talk again next Thursday, okay?
Sounds good. Talk to you then.
That is Mary Wolfgram, Twin Town Villa. We talk with her every Thursday at this time here. The Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm News Director Eric Johnson. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey reports several states indicate topsoil moisture shortages at or above 50% as of October 8th.
We have approximately 20 states reporting topsoil moisture that is at least one half very short to short. We have a couple in the Northwest, Washington and Oregon. And if we look at the states with the plains and the Rockies, seven of them reporting topsoil moisture at least 50% very short to short. That list includes New Mexico, Montana, Kansas, Texas, Nebraska, Oklahoma, and Colorado. And that is even with improvement in the last week, especially across the southern plains. Oklahoma and Texas both reporting double-digit improvements. And